Good evening. Welcome to The Big Fight. Outrage on our television channels is something that's become really common. It's a nightly phenomenon. We'd love to get angry and we love to get outraged about all sorts of reasons, most of which perhaps don't really deserve the level of outrage and anger and airtime that they really do get. Tonight, on the other hand, I think is something that we should be outraged about, we should be angry about, we should be upset about, we should be unhappy about, and we should go on talking about it until something is done to change it. And what I'm talking about is manual scavenging. It's something that keeps coming up once in a while. We talk about it on the cleanathons and we do it. We all shed a tear or two. We get really upset about it. And then we forget about it. I did promise myself during the cleanathon this year that I'm not going to allow myself to forget about it. We're going to come back and we're going to do shows in it. And we're going to keep on doing shows in it until something starts to change. And we are actually able to do nothing more than implementing a law. Now, what is it that I'm talking about? And to help you understand what I'm talking about, I want you to take a look at these pictures, which are rolling out on your screen. These are pictures of what the reality of manual scavenging is. These are human beings who are crawling into the most filthy of conditions. They are climbing into sewage pits without any clothes on, naked. They're climbing into sewage pits. They're going deep into drains where there are poisonous gases, and to add to all the filth and the noxious fumes that you can imagine, there's poison in there. And sometimes they die. And picture what happens when somebody dies in a situation like this. Here's a person trapped in shit, there's no other way of putting it, surrounded by it, and they are choking to death in that filth, and they are dying. And this happens. It doesn't happen once in a while. It has happened 1,500 times between 2014 and 2016. 1,500 times it's happened. It's happened 39 times this year, in 2017. So if this is something that we're not outraged about, then there's something wrong with us. And really, today on this program, I'm going to try and ask everyone to come up with answers, find solutions, and let's try and see what we can do. Because actually, it's not even something that we need to change in the law. It is enshrined here in the Constitution of India. Well, indirectly, untouchability is abolished and its practice in any form is forbidden. Now, you can argue whether that extends to manual scavenging or not, but there's actually a law. This is the law that exists. It's called the Prohibition of Employment as Manual Scavengers and the Rehabilitation Act 2013. And as I said, since this act was passed, at least 1,530 people have died. Could be way more than that. We don't know. So there's a law that exists. It's there. And yet, when questions are asked, as was asked here in 2015, will somebody tell us whether it is still continuing, whether it is still prevalent? The answer is, as per the census, there's still 1,80,675 manual scavengers in the rural areas of the country. Statewide details are given in appendix, blah, blah, blah. So clearly, this still continues. Right, I want to just welcome our panelists now to help us take us through this. First of all, it's again a privilege and a pleasure for me to welcome somebody who's been associate on several shows that I've done on the subject, Bayswater Wilson, Raymond Magsaysay Award winner, somebody who's been really leading the fight for this, and I think he deserves all of our acknowledgement and applause, frankly, for fighting the fight that he has. Shaina NC is joining us from Maharashtra. Shaina, I think I would in particular like to talk to you about what's happening in Maharashtra, because from the statistics in that government reply that I was talking about, 63,000 of those cases are in Maharashtra, by far the largest, nearly a third. And that's both strange, yes, and slightly horrifying, because Maharashtra, at the end of the day, is one of the more prosperous states that we have. So it's not very clear why that should happen. So Shaina NC joining us out there. Sanjay Hegde, Supreme Court advocate with us as well, can maybe tell us why what is the law is not actually being implemented. Harsh Mandar, writer and activist with us as well. Tavleen Singh, columnist and author, has also written about this. We're going to be joined in a short while by Atishi Marlena, spokesperson of the Aam Aadmi Party. And we do have Vikramjeet Banerjee, member of the BJP legal cell, will maybe help us thrash out what the legalities are that the government actually needs to sort out. Shaina, let me just start with you first. Why is it so prevalent still? And frankly, when I say prevalent still, even one case is too many. And by the government's own figures, the law which exists is obviously being broken.
Well, at the outset, let's say that the central government does have has enacted a law, but then you have the panchayats which do their own thing as well. So you have many panchayats in Maharashtra, if you're limiting this to Maharashtra, where even if somebody is more qualified, depending on their caste, they would probably get the job of a manual scavenger, whether it is cleaning of dry waste or it is cleaning of human excrete. All of this is something that we need to fight through legislation. I think that we can keep on talking about one state vis-a-vis another, but more importantly, this issue is that in the 21st century, and especially because our government has given a lot of emphasis to Swachh Bharat as well as dignity of labor, yes,